How do I deal with the team being touchy? Hey, that's a whole not everybody taking things so personal. Active listening, yes, I love that. The reason why we're so touchy lately and we take everything so personally is because we don't know each other. We are not taking the time to listen, to discover, to stay curious and find out, why are they so touchy? Why are we not able to give people feedback? Why are they turning around and gossiping about whatever? I'm also a mediator, and it was probably 2 years ago. I was working with a team of surgeons and a team of nurses, and they were going into wanting a union, and the leaders of the company, you know, they were like, this is our last ditch effort. We're going to put Patty in front of you. She's going to mediate. Then we're going to unpack the mud on the table and do some communication, coaching, and consulting. And when it really came down to some of the core issues, which is usually always communication, one of the stories made me laugh so hard because it was a nurse who had asked the surgeon to have a certain day off because her son was going to be like the star in this play. And then lo and behold, they used a whiteboard to show who was on surgery the following day, and her name was on the whiteboard. And so she texted him and said, can I get a substitute because I have this big event for my son and he's the star, and you know, it's this surgery, so-and-so knows how to do this, blah, blah, blah. Well, he sent back, he was in a hurry, right? We all are. He sent back an emoji that was like, fine, a little face that he thought was a smiley face. And instead it was that grimace face. And she took it as grimace. Like, no, I asked you, like, get your butt in here in the surgery. And I don't care about your issues and what your personal or home life is. So she was furious. So what do you do when you're furious? You go around and you tell everybody because you get this negative narrative, and then she's over here going, oh, that surgeon, he's so arrogant and he doesn't understand and blah, blah, blah. And then it just started rolling from there, all off of a little grimace emoji that the surgeon was in a different generation, didn't understand, but that is what that conveyed, right? So be careful. Once again, communication is transferring an idea. It's how you convey it. And we have to see, okay, how can we do this better? Now, they were able to go, no more emojis, right? Until you figure out what the emojis mean, no more emojis.